Matt found Robin and Aunt Jane in the passage. Robin was holding the blistered remains of the burnt canvas. She had been crying, smears running down through the dark grime on her cheeks. Aunt Jane was comforting her, hand on the girl's shoulder. "There are others," Aunt Jane was saying. "Poor Lisa," Robin murmured. Then she saw Matt, and she forced a smile. "The picture got burnt," she said. "Tell him," Aunt Jane said to Robin. "You should tell him." But Robin did not answer. She took the burnt fragment of canvas and walked slowly into the library. The picture, the portrait of the fair-haired woman, was back on the side table. Even the little room off the library where Matt had used the computer smelled of smoke, though it was otherwise undamaged. It was here he had first properly met Julius Venture, Matt thought. It seemed such a long time ago, but it was only a few days. Robin had her father's notes, a sheaf of papers covered with small neat handwriting, and what looked like mind maps. Matt had done some mind maps at school, boxes of ideas linked together with a web of lines showing connections between them. She set the notes down on the table and switched on the computer. "Let's take stock," Aunt Jane said. "We still have Arnold's copy of the disc, but we've lost the other one. We know that this one shows a map of some sort, probably Antarctica, and possibly it gives the location of Atlantis. But with Catherine gone, we know nothing that Harper won't now know." "Not true," Robin said, without looking up from the screen as the system loaded. "At least, we know more than Harper thinks we do. Dad's notes, and what we've seen for ourselves, confirm it."
"What do you mean?" Matt asked.
"I mean that we know what he's up to. Look." She gestured to the screen, and Matt and Aunt Jane came round the table to see. It showed a map of the world, a simple outline of the continents and landmasses, but overlaid on it was a series of dots. As Matt watched, the dots were joined by thin lines arcing down and across the map.
"Looks like what Harper had in his computer system, showing ancient sites," he said.
"I was afraid you'd say that. This is something Dad worked out ages ago."
"And what are the lines?" Aunt Jane asked. "Flight paths or something?"
"They are significant lines of longitude and latitude round the Earth's surface," Robin said. "Now watch."
She worked the mouse, and more lines appeared. The new lines were not as regular. Some were straight, while others ran in gentle curves, but all of them went through several or more of the dots.
"Ley lines and lines of magnetic force," Robin said.
"Ley lines? You mean that people claim to find by dowsing and stuff," Matt said, remembering.
"Tracks or paths connecting ancient sites," Aunt Jane said. "That's right, ancient connections."